now that's what I'm talking about. This wonder pill from Force Factor is flying off the shelves at GNC because it works. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle to see the results for yourself. Just text BACK to 369-369. This man-boosting formula helps you build lean muscle and burn fat in the gym. It also ignites sexual desire and improves performance. If your manhood is important to you, don't waste another second. Get your complimentary bottle of Test X180 Ignite right now. Text BACK to 369-369. That's BACK to 369-369.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Frederick is the gold standard for roofing, and perhaps priced a bit lower than other bonded and insured roofers. When you invest money into fixing a hole in your roof or putting on a whole new roof, you want the peace of mind that you'll get only with Frederick Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Obamacare has been a disaster for Missouri families. Senator Claire McCaskill cast her vote for Obamacare. The result? We're paying more for health care. A lot more. The Kansas City Star said some health insurance premiums could increase up to 42%. Senator Claire McCaskill promised Obamacare would bring down health costs. She was wrong. Choices are limited and coverage has been lost. And many of us are facing deductibles that are through the roof. We're paying more and getting less. Senator McCaskill's Obamacare vote has cost Missouri families dearly. It's time to repeal and replace the health care mess voted for by Senator Claire McCaskill. Congress can start by eliminating Obamacare's $1 trillion in tax hikes. Call Senator McCaskill at 816-421-1639 and tell her she was wrong to vote for Obamacare, and it's time to repeal and replace this mess. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Are you tired of not seeing long-term results with trendy fad diets? Well, if you are, Seattle Suttons is here to help. Since 1985, Seattle Suttons Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Suttons now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control. Visit SeattleSutton.com.
Westover Farms, one of the area's hidden gems for family, group, or corporate getaways, is the official corporate retreat provider for St. Louis FC. Combining outdoor activities with comfortable state-of-the-art meeting facilities has made Westover Farms in Steelville, Missouri, the perfect getaway. In addition to meeting space and recently renovated log home-style lodging, they offer trout fishing, clay shooting, hiking, biking, and much more. Whether searching for the perfect off-site meeting place or just looking to get away, visit westoverfarms.com.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in.
Thank you, Dan. Sing this part right here.
Underway.
Go ahead.
Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
hear.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hardcore nudity.
There's plenty of that out there.
So get loose and up. We're about to get Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 13th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by a terrific family-owned business that very possibly can prevent something terrible from happening in your home or business. Gateway Lock and Security. Hello to Derek and his son Sean and everybody that works there and to everybody who's ever used Gateway Lock and Security. We thank you for that. I'll tell you why you really should go check their website and just think about how safe would you really like to be. We'll do that after this.
Hey!
At the control board. You know him. You love him. What would you do without him? Ian the Pian. Except
what?
Ian the Pian. I don't know why I did that. Ian the Pian. Edit that out. Ian, 3, 2, 1. Edit. Ian the Pian. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, then it is a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Now, when you were in school, did they tease you? Because Ian, that's not exactly, you know, like Bobby or Tom or Jeff. Did they go, hey, look who's in the restroom. It's P and Ian.
Yes.
Did they do that kind of stuff?
Well, and then I would have kids that couldn't pronounce it right, so I'd get a lot of ands and...
Those kids are stupid.
Well,
how else could you pronounce it? I-A-N.
Not a real common name.
No, it's not, but... You know what? I'm sure you took a lot of teasing, but look at you now. You know that song, Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now?
Right.
Yeah, if you could go back to school and go, huh, look what I'm doing. Yeah. The KTRS, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then they tell you they're the CEO of some big company and making $3 million a year. Let's see. Who's next? Oh, yes. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy Uranus Day to everyone.
Yes, the discovery in, what was it,
1781.
By Edmund Herschel.
No, William.
William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus, and had that not happened, your band wouldn't have the name that it has now.
Seventh planet.
How's that going?
Great.
Any bookings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a couple of bookings so far.
All right.
April 22nd is the first one in St. Charles.
There he is, Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security.
What the heck is he doing?
You know what he's doing?
What?
And he just came back from the kitchen. He's putting a little Uranus party together back there. There's a chocolate cake with a hole in it. Let's see. Bernice is in heaven.
A
big chocolate bundt cake.
Chocolate.
With chocolate ice and drizzle all over.
Is it a chocolate
bundt cake?
Bundt cake.
Bundt cake. Oh, bundt.
Yeah,
bundt
cake.
Bundt cake. Yeah. That's a good idea. And Brad Boy says, if only he had known about Gateway Lock and Security. and high-definition surveillance cameras. He said, right now, the guy who stole... What did they steal from you, Rat Boy?
Jeez.
That guy would be in jail. Mm. Instead, he's on the loose, and Rat Boy, every night, can hardly go to sleep thinking, what if he comes back to get the rest of my cheese? Well, and surveillance cameras, he'd be in jail, like you said. So, lesson to be learned there. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra? Uranus cake. How did you describe it? It had a chocolate drizzle.
Bundt cake, yeah. Chocolate bundt cake with like chocolate icing drizzled all over it.
Mm. That sure sounds good. Happy Uranus. How come that's not on the calendar?
I don't know.
It's as important as Columbus Day.
Yeah, it is.
To me. And he didn't even, he got lost.
I know.
At least this was something that actually was discovered and was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I like family businesses. I've told you that before. I like other businesses, too, but there's something about supporting a family business. And you can, you have other choices. In fact, you have a lot of security choices. I guess it's just a matter of, one, how secure do you want to be? Most people have these safe rooms. I actually know is a family friend, and they're in the construction business, and he built on his property in mid-Missouri, it's 85 acres, it's a combination panic room, safe room, nuclear disaster. It's the thickest steel. It's unbelievable. It's a bunker, and it's ventilated, and he has it set up so if he got in and locked the door, I don't think there's anything or anybody that could get to him. Now, the problem with just having that, let's say he had to lock himself in there for whatever amount of time. He's got some food in there. And then the bad guys burn his house down. Now, he's not going to, it's fireproof, but then he finally emerges. House is burned down. Things have been stolen. Everything's gone. Who did it? Don't know. But had there been surveillance cameras, you know exactly who did it. And I think that when it comes to security is one thing. You know, having the police call and an alarm go off, you scare somebody. That's all fine. But I love it when the thugs, the people with no compassion, or they absolutely would just as soon cut your throat to look at you. I like it when those people are apprehended. And when the greatest lawyer, the greatest criminal defense lawyer in the world can't get them off, because when the prosecuting attorney says, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I want you to take a look at the crystal clear images taken by the surveillance cameras installed by Gateway Lock and Security, there is the culprit, and there he is actually committing the crime, guilty. I love that. I don't like it when punks and thugs get away with things. You remember that rash of BB gun car windows being shot out of like 50 cars? That kind of thing just makes me so mad. But if somebody along there had Gateway Lock and Security cameras, it'd be real easy to go pick these people up. You got them. You have them, and it's not some blurry image. You know, when they put in surveillance cameras, it's not like the stuff that you get. And to my surprise, you still see today in convenience stores video as bad as you saw 20 years ago. Folks, it's time to upgrade that stuff. Call Gateway Lock and Security. Talk to them. Let them give you a bid. Tell you what it would cost you to either nab the bad guy, or better yet, prevent them from ever doing anything to your business or your home, because once they see the cameras, they're out of there, unless they're stupid. And if they're stupid, you got them. Gateway Lock and Security, yes, they do other things too. Keypad entry, exit alarms, access control systems, proximity cards, master key systems. Check out their website. It's a good one that tells you everything you need to know. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. All right, can you guys help me figure out, and I don't want to get too deep into this because it's, I don't know, you set off a firestorm of whatever. This Michael Brown thing, this documentary. What in the world?
I don't understand
is the point? What is this guy Who is this guy?
I don't know. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure the point behind it, and I'm not sure what the deal is.
I think there can only be one point, is that he's coming back now after 3 years and trying, or 2.5 years, and saying, oh, look, he really didn't rob anybody. Well, how about this? The shooting wasn't about the store anyway. It was about trying to kill a cop.
Yeah, I know.
So why is that left out of the equation all of a sudden? Enough of the candy and the pot. And by the way, when you go in a store and throw down a bag of pot, if that's in the documentary, you go, here, hey, I'll pay for it with this. Isn't that a crime?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. What am I missing here?
I think it's somebody.
Somebody wants to stir this all up again.
I know it. I know.
Boy, that stuff just. All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Watch some great tennis this weekend. I like tennis. I like it more now for some reason than ever. I should have paid more attention when my daughter was playing, but I was, as you know, I work hard for a living.
Right.
And at that time, I think I was on the air 3.5 hours a day. So,
well, maybe four. It could have been four.
At one time, Dan, it was four.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to talk about that because it sounds like, oh, you must be making that up, 4 hours a day. No, I worked 4 hours a day. And I should have paid more attention. My daughter's a great tennis player, and I did get to see her play a lot. But the reason I mention tennis is there's a guy who many now will say is the greatest tennis player that ever lived. His name is Roger Federer. This guy is an absolute class act. He doesn't throw tantrums. He doesn't badmouth other people. He just plays tennis.
And everybody on the tour seems to like him.
Everybody likes him.
Yeah.
And I know some people that have not only met him, but spent time with him and said he is a first-class guy. So good for you, Roger Federer.
And I would think that he is probably the best. I would have really liked to seen him play like a Pete Sampras or maybe McEnroe.
But you know, McEnroe and those guys, they all say today, right now, he is the greatest tennis player ever.
I know.
As Roger Penn, he's 30, whatever, 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever he is, so he's going to hang it up here pretty soon. I feel bad for Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand has come out and said that she has gained a lot of weight because of the stress once Trump got elected.
I heard that. I
said,
yeah, she'd been eating a lot of donuts, she said.
Man, oh man. You see what he's done? See what he's caused?
One of our national treasures to get fat.
Yeah. We don't need Barbara to be fat. We don't need her fat and have a horse face and tell everybody how to think. We don't need all that. There is an actor, and I do not like him, and I feel bad that I don't like him because I have no reason not to like him. His name is John Lithgow or Lithgow. I just don't like this guy.
Why
and I don't have a good reason. I guess he's a decent actor.
Just the way he looks or something?
Something about him. There's just something about him. If I see him, I go, nah, I don't want to watch that guy. Now, speaking of movies, I went to see a movie this weekend. And Dan, P.I., I know you can't go because of Archie and you don't go to movies. Dan, you have to take Sandy. You must see Kong Skull Island.
Really?
Oh, my God. I don't like science fiction.
Yeah.
So my wife and I went just because we kept seeing these reviews and the Rotten Tomatoes ratings, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'll make an exception. I don't do the DC comics, any of that over-the-top stuff. This Kong movie, it is beyond belief. I would watch it again tomorrow. I've never seen. I thought Jungle Book did a good job of the computer animated animals and stuff. When you watch this King Kong thing, the first thing that you'll notice is that Kong himself is not a big part of the movie. He's not actually on screen that much, but it doesn't matter because I'm not going to tell you what is on the screen a lot that will blow you away. My wife screamed out loud twice.
Really?
Yeah. And don't take any little bitty kids. We were in the theater, and somebody had brought in some 5 and 6-year-olds. And when the movie was over, I wanted to just go up to him and go, what is the matter with you people?
I always scared them.
Why would you bring a kid that little to see something this graphic? And it is, there's some graphic destruction and eating of people and smashing stuff.
Mm.
But wow, is it good.
The guy? Oh shoot! Hang on here. Tom Hiddleston, isn't it? Brie Larson,
ooh, and Samuel L. Jackson,
and John Goodman, yeah. And Samuel L. Jackson. Dan, you got to see this, and I don't know what you think.
They keep saying that John Goodman is like a star. Now since he's been in this movie, he is a star. That's the big thing.
This movie did not make him a star.
I don't think so either.
When you see it, no, that's not true.
He's always been a star.
But I don't know what you think, because I think you are going to love this movie.
All right.
And sadly, Radio Shack filed for bankruptcy again. I've always liked Radio Shack. They're closing another 187 stores. I hate to hear that. I like being able to run into a store that's not huge and say to a guy, here, I need this plug. Again, boom, there it is. I've always liked it. I hate to see that that's happening. Ladies, would you come in, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
There is a reason that I'm telling this particular joke today, and it'll become clear once the joke is finished. That's all I can tell you. This is a story. This takes place on a cold November evening. It's a family, and Grandpa lives with the family. He's getting old and hard of hearing, and he can't live alone anymore. So they love their grandpa. Grandpa lives at home with his son and the daughter-in-law and the kids. And on a November night, as the son usually does, he goes to Grandpa's, in this case his dad's, room just to tell him goodnight. And as he knocks on the door, come in! He walks in, and there is his dad, his 92-year-old dad, sitting on the bed, naked, putting black shoe polish all over his penis. And his son says, Dad, what are you doing? He says, I'm doing what they told me to do on the news tonight. They told me to do this. He goes, no, Dad, how many times have I told you? You got to get new hearing aids. No, what they said was, tonight before you go to bed, turn your clock back.
Alrighty, let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Alright, they just opened up the left lane on westbound Highway 4064, Boone's Crossing. Now, traffic is still jammed back to Clarkson. We've got an accident reported now, Clarkson, north of Manchester. Does look like we have eastbound Highway 270 drivers slowing east to McDonald now through New Florissant. Southbound 270, just a slow pocket or two from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound Highway 44 is slowing in that right lane from the Guyer Road overpass down through 270. And eastbound 40 downtown is slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Craving flavor, worried about the planet? Tonight, trust generations of Alaska fishermen to deliver sustainable, expert-quality, wild-caught seafood to your table. Learn more at wildalaskaseafood.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus, components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Ah, Irish music. You know what that means.
Bishop's Post invites you to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with them on Friday, March 17th.
Oh?
Weather permitting, their gorgeous patio will be open.
Oh, I could see my old friend, Patio Furniture. Patio Furniture, get it?
The party will go all day into the evening, including a traditional Irish buffet.
Yummy!
Starting at 5 p.m. and live music that night. Corned beef, new potatoes.
You're getting me hungry!
You know you're getting a flavorful dish with excellent service at Bishop's Post. Bishop's Post is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday with happy hour every weekday. Thursdays are half-price wine nights. Fresh catch and fish and chips is on Fridays and prime rib on Saturdays.
So, how do I get to Bishop's Post?
Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West next to Chesterfield Mall. Be a part of the celebration and don't forget about Easter reservations. Reserve your table at bishopspost.com. Bishop's Post, the best version of your classic favorites.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-5671. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-5671. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-500-5671.
You knew us back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s as Easter Nelson Fence Company. Then in the 80s, we became simply Easter Fence. Now in our seventh decade of serving the St. Louis area, we are Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Hi, I'm Chuck Easter. I'm often asked what renovations are. Well, the renovations in our name refers to virtually anything to renovate your home or property. Still the premier fence installation company in St. Louis, we've become so much more. Over the years, we've learned that it was difficult for homeowners to find anyone to do the small jobs or to manage their entire renovation project. In response, we've expanded our services to cover nearly all the work you need done at your home or office. With our renovation division, we remodel kitchens, finish basements, build amazing decks, install replacement windows and doors, build retaining walls, and much more. Think Easter for all your renovation needs. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated, and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hello, Jay Randolph with a question. Do you consider yourself a fairly conservative investor, or are you nearing retirement? If so, just remember that old adage. If you're getting the most of the market gains, you'll get the most of the market losses. It is important for you to understand your personal risk score to make sure it matches your investments. Go to 360riskreport.com, answer 11 simple questions, and get your free personalized risk score. Call my friend Jeremy North with St. Louis's trusted investment advisory firm, 360IRA, at 844-4-360-IRA. It is important for you to understand your personal risk score to make sure it matches your investments. You can't afford another 2008. Find out your personal risk score at 360riskreport.com or give Jeremy a call at 844-4-360-IRA.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. The rain falls.
I'm getting wet.
But you're inside of your house.
It's my leaky roof.
Stop those drips.
How?
By calling Riga Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations since 1928 at 314-965-6203. They're neat, clean, efficient, local, and have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
314-965-6203?
That's right. Put down the umbrella and let Riga Roofing and Siding stop the drips.
For good.
Online at RigaRoofingandSiding.com.
Are you tired and confused? Tired of roofers showing up at your front door and confused about who's actually local and reputable, especially after a storm? Then you should call Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations at 314-965-6203. Whether you need spot repairs or need to replace an entire roof on your home or business, go with the local guys who have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Rieger Roofing. Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
Hi, I'm John Grayson, host of the Inside of the Big 550, and I'll be doing my show this Thursday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Link Your Life to Fitness event at River Chase in Fenton. The event starts at 5:30 in the morning and runs all day long. Fred Bird will be there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
We are headed out to Southern California to check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Two terrific places I hope that you will visit if you get a chance. If you haven't already, if you have, I don't have to ask you to go back because you will go back. It's just those kind of places. Reservations, a good idea for the restaurant. Closed on Monday. Gift cards, always a good idea. And they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Again, they are Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Well, you know, life is weird. I was wondering about Mike Strawler, who war number 37, pitched for the Dodgers the 2.5 years that I traveled with them before going to the Angels. And we were roommates and had a place in Gardena. And I just think, and I haven't seen or talked to him in a long time, and I went to the Major League Baseball Players Association. It just found out he just died.
That's going to happen a lot now at this part of your life. It happens to me all the time. What? Oh, he died. Get ready, because there's more of that coming. Now, before you start, I was in Costco a couple days ago, and I went to the wine section. Do you know that the largest purchaser of wines in the country is Costco?
I did know that.
Now, listen, I took a snapshot of a couple of wines and their description because I find this hilarious because they all say this kind of thing and I've never really experienced any of this. This is called Chalk Hill Estate Red, $40 a bottle. Here's what it says. This wine is filled with aromas and flavors of black cherry, black currants, bay leaf, licorice, and dark chocolate. The finish is long with balanced acidity and abundant fruit sweetness, a balance of fruit and spice. Okay, I've never tasted any of that when I taste wine. Here's another one. This is Chateau Husson, $22.99. Let's call it $23 a bottle. Deep red color, aromas of something black fruit, a word I don't know, leather, and rice. Spice, leather and spice in the palate, rich, woodsy background with vanilla notes. I've never tasted the woods
vanilla when I drank.
Or vanilla notes. I don't know what that is. All right, one more. This is Jardade Grande Reserve Red from Portugal, $40 a bottle. The intense garnet color bonds to a seductive aroma amid delicious ripe fruit and homemade jam, subtly coupled with scents of vanilla and spices. Powerful and intense on the palate with a long, elegant finish.
And you wonder why I love wine.
Wow. Do you taste all that stuff, Mike?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. I've never tasted any
of
that.
Hold on.
Hmm.
I'm missing the leather.
Yeah. I've always missed the leather. I've never tasted leather. I my wife said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm taking pictures." She says, "This is ridiculous and you're embarrassing me." And I said, "I have to do this. I have to read these on the air because they all the oaky, woodsy, spicy, nutty, what? It's just it's wine." So there you go. What do you have for?
Well, wine connoisseurs though can actually go. I can. A sense of leather here mm-hmm. and some rice with maybe just uh-huh. a little boysenberry mm-hmm. Pine, I uh-huh. think.
Yeah. Well, that's
Farquhar's question. There was a ridiculous false report that Sally Field died last week.
Hmm.
She didn't. And today's pop quiz question is as easy as they come. Easy. Two-part question.
Okay.
Sally Field is one letter away from an EGOT. Part one, what's an EGOT? Part two, what letter does she need? I'll tell you in just a second. Over the weekend news, best news, that this, the 13th season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, will be their final season.
Oh.
Happy days are here again. Yeah. The stars aligned.
What will we do without them?
It is. Arnold Grobanita, the Schwarzenegger Grobanita, announced that he would not run for U.S. Senate in California. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't take directions from him to the men's room if I had to take a leak.
Mm.
Hollywood's biggest jerk, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
Julie Louis Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's cute.
Yeah.
She's a cute one.
Announced that she's headed to Salt Lake City this week, and Veep will be on hiatus. So she's going to watch her son, who does play for Northwestern University and made March Madness the tournament.
What a perfect day to mention the show is on hiatus. This is the birthday of the planet Uranus.
Yeah.
And the show goes on hiatus. How about that?
1781, it was discovered.
Edmund Herschel.
William Herschel.
I'm sorry. I always
way to diss Bill.
William Bill Herschel discovered Uranus on this day.
Yeah. Wow. And hyenas.
Hyenas.
I discovered Cheryl Uranus. It was very cute.
You know what?
That doesn't work.
No.
That was uncalled for.
That doesn't work.
Edit that out.
Love Nugget. And a question. Now think seriously, Franco.
All right.
Prince Harry begrudgingly agreed to girlfriend Meghan Markle.
I don't know what she looks like.
Beautiful as they come. Odd request that he wax his chest hair. Question, would you wax your chest hair if your wife asked you to?
No. I can answer that real easily. No.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Did your wife wax her hair? Her hair chest?
Her hair chest?
Have another drink. I don't believe my wife has chest hair.
Oh. Anyway.
No.
All
right, Dan.
She's asked me to shave my back several times because I have a lot of back hair, and I won't do it.
Why?
Because
You like being an ape. You can't even see it.
I like back hair and chest hair.
Why would you like back hair? You can't even see it.
Okay, there you go. So what's the problem? You can't see
it. Well, she can see it.
But wouldn't it start itching really bad when it started
growing back in? Yes, that stubble. Yeah, I don't want that.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, women go to the problem where they just don't have some hairy old patch. They now, you know, trim a little welcome mat there. You know, they do that.
I used that Nair stuff 1 year before one of our trips for my back, and that was the last time. That was weird using it. That's weird how that stuff, you just wipe it off, and then all this clumps of hair just comes off of it. Yeah.
I don't know that I'd be bragging that you use Nair to wipe
your back. Why did you do that?
I wasn't bragging. I was just telling the story. Huh?
Did Angela ask you to do it?
Normally, just because...
he wouldn't feel sexy.
Mine's all patchy and just looks like the mange, so that's why most of the time I either just use a beard trimmer or whatever, but I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
How do you get your hand around?
Yeah, how do you get your hair? You go up around your ass or between your legs? How do you do that?
You have an extender on your razor?
No, I don't. Usually she'll do it for me.
Okay. And finally.
I bet that's a sexy thing for her.
He just took a slurp of some oaky, woodsy, nutty, berry fuel.
I bet that's a real sexy turn on for her, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Women, no.
Lathering up that back hair matting together a wet, mangy dog.
My wife was just, she wants to take a razor, and just clippers, and just shave mine down. Take about an inch of it off.
Homeboy, so after she did your back, did she clip your toenails, too?
No, she didn't do my back.
Not you.
Peon.
He's grilling me right now.
Did she clip your toenails?
No.
She didn't pick her teeth through your toenails, did she?
I get a pedicure.
Pick her teeth through the toenails.
You know, I think he's had that's something to me that Peon lets his wife tell. You know, when my wife says, hey, I wish you would, I'd go, wish, why don't you shut him back in the bedroom and start vacuuming. That's what I say.
He's talking real mean about you now.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
And stop going over to Mike's house. Yeah.
Top five cities where the most movies are now shot on location.
All right, quickly.
5, Toronto. 4, Atlanta. 3, L.A. 2, Vancouver. 1, New York City.
Remember my great line about what the Lone Ranger said to his companion when they were headed for Canada? On to Toronto, pronto, Tonto.
I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard 18 years ago.
Thank you. That's when I made it up. Thank you.
New York Post headline.
Finally.
New York Post headline. New York Yankee, all players must have short haircuts. So a long-haired rookie, Clint Frazier, was sent to the barber to get his long locks cut off. New York Post, the headline screamed, play bald!
Oh, play ball.
Play bald!
Oh, play ball, I get
play
it.
Bald, yeah.
Play bald.
That's and finally.
Good. That's a good one. I think he said play balls.
Oh, ball.
Are you thinking of something?
No.
EGOT. What finally. Does EGOT stand for?
EGOT?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award.
Ah.
She only needs the T for Tony Award, and she's probably going to get it because of Glass Menagerie. So a bonus question. How many people have an EGOT, one of each one of those awards?
I think I just heard this the other day. Doesn't Meryl Streep have?
The question is how many?
Three.
How many people?
Oh, how many people
I'll
have?
No,
Meryl Streep does not.
I don't know.
12.
Oh.
Well, we didn't get a chance to guess.
You had a time. You had a step up.
I was going to say 12.
Finally. So,
I was
going to
say 12.
I gave you a little
that's
room
right.
there.
Goodbye.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
Yeah, you are. We're all over time already.
Two people that do have EGOTs you would never believe, Mel Brooks and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
okay, goodbye.
Now I'm done.
Mike Evans brought to me Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Please remember, gift cards are always a good idea. We kind of close it out today with the advertiser who's been on this show longer than any other. 25 years, 52 weeks a year, American Equity Mortgage. How do you thank them? Here's how. You consider them when it's time for a mortgage, when you find your next house, or if you want to refinance your house. You talk to them, you call them, you go online when you want to use the equity in your house to borrow money, maybe to pay off debt that's not good debt, like credit card debt, or you want to borrow money for something that has come up and you don't have the money for it. But you can get it because you have equity in your house, and the rate will be commensurate with the still, even though they're going up, still low current interest rates. They are American Equity Mortgage, not to be confused with anyone else. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
All right, let's get a quick final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like things are winding down pretty well. Well, we do have a couple of incidents on the ramp from eastbound 70 to Lucas and Hunt, an accident. Also looks like we have something on southbound Highway 270 just before Highway 55 backing you up a little bit south of Tesson Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Craving flavor, worried about the planet? Tonight, trust generations of Alaska fishermen to deliver sustainable, expert-quality wild-caught seafood deer tape. Learn more at wildalaskaseafood.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why is that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Sleep problems. We've all had them. Some toss and turn. Some complain of no support. It's enough to make you count sheep. That's why Serta redesigned the perfect sleeper to help solve not just one, but five common sleep problems. It's time to put your sleep problems to rest. It's time to experience comfort from the moment you lie down. The latest Serta Perfect Sleeper gives you five reasons to never count sheep again. Find your local Serta retailer on Serta.com. Serta, always comfortable.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Lots of clouds hanging tough across the St. Louis area. Still seeing some drizzle. The good thing, we are just above the freezing point, but I think there could be a couple of slick spots out there this evening.
A major blizzard across the East Coast causing problems in St. Louis. The hundreds of cancellations already delaying passengers across the country.
He owes an apology to these folks here. He owes an apology to the city of Ferguson. He owes an apology to the police officers who put their lives on the line last night because of his recklessness.
Strong words tonight for a documentary filmmaker who released a new video of Michael Brown from the morning he died. Why some are saying the documentary is distorting the facts and how you can judge for yourself.
Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm John Brown, in for Ray for tonight. First at 6, right on cue, the snow arrived overnight.